get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
You know what I did like at the beginning, but now I think it's a scam and I don't like it anymore?
What's that?
I don't know if you realize this, Raven, but you know when you go places and now it says, like, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar and the money will go to some kind of charity?
Yeah, I actually just did that online today with something. And then you know what? Come to think of it, I don't even know what the charity was for.
Well, right. So normally when this first started happening, and if you haven't seen it or witnessed it or have it happen to you yet, it will. And it'll say, like, your total is $11.34. Would you like to round up to the nearest dollar, which is $12, and the change will go to, let's say it's Make-A-Wish or whatever charity they're collecting money from, right?
Okay.
So the first couple times I saw this, I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then I was like, all right, yes, yes. And then I would check yes, or I would say yes, or all that. And then it started getting so frequent at all the places I went to that now it would be like, well, if it's over 50 cents, then I will. But if it's under that, no. So it would be like 11.26. Do you want to round up? No, I don't want to go to the nearest dollar, you know? But then I started feeling bad because I'm like, well.
Now you're doing it on a scale of what's the money, what's the true investment.
Right.
But yet all these charities are probably good. So now you've got guilt.
Yeah, but now it gets stranger because I've realized that a lot of these places online don't even tell me what the charity is anymore. And I'm like, are you just keeping my 64 cents? Like, what's happening here?
I think it's a distinct possibility, right? I mean, here's the thing. Even let's say they are all good causes. You're not actually emotionally attached to, I would say, over 50% of the causes that you're donating to. At the time, they present you with some information. You think, yes, I would like people to have water in a village that doesn't have water. Yes, I would like animals to be not homeless. Yes, I would like medication for families that need it. And you say yes to all of those. But you know what? You don't know how they're run. You don't know who's overseeing these funds. So I think some rules is probably good. It's like blackjack to me. For a while, I said yes to everything. And now I say no to virtually everything. It's like hitting or standing on 16. I give to the things that I know, and I seek out certain events and stuff like that to donate. But unless you're my friend's birthday on Facebook, I don't know what you're doing. I'm probably not going to give you any money.
So what is our verdict? That we're going to say no to the rounding up unless we approve of the charity. And if they don't list the charity, then we're not. Is that our protocol that we're not going to do it?
I think that's a pretty good rule.
In the meantime,
I've given to like 3 birthday donations over in the past week or so. I don't know what happened to me. All of a sudden, I'm saying yes to those.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like they just find a way to get every single last penny out of you lately.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Currently being my son's secretary, so that's so much fun.
What are you doing?
Some of his paperwork to make sure his business is legal.
Oh, well, that's good.
Getting his LLC. Yeah.
It's funny how, like, no matter how old the kids get, you still have to do everything as a mom.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't let me actually work for him. Like, he won't let me landscape. So he's got me stuck being a secretary.
I think that he's afraid of how tough Alicia would be, like, on a crew. Like, you don't want to order around your mom, but you also don't want to be ordered around by your mom while
you're
working and it's your name on the side of the truck.
Hey, can you imagine that conversation? There's like a knock on the door. Your son is sitting at his desk and walks in. It's like, hey, Jordan, I just got to talk to you. Your mom was really mean to me today out in the field.
I think he's afraid of that. I think he's truly, you know, like that's a thing he's concerned with.
They'd be the most in-line workers he ever had. I can tell you that.
Your mom yelled at me again. You got to listen to her. I'm afraid of her, too. What are we going to do?
Right.
What happened with your grandmother? She said she's going to burn down the house with her iPhone.
Oh, my gosh. She had her flashlight or her camera flash was left on. And of course, she has some cheap phone that I have no idea how to use. I mean, you touch a wrong button and the thing like explodes. But yeah, she called stressed out. She didn't know what to do. And I'm like, you got to go find the box because I have no idea what kind of phone you have. I can't even Google it. It took her forever. She calls back. She figured out how to shut it off, which I don't think she figured it out. She accidentally hit a button and it shut off. So if she does it again, she won't know how to fix it. But yeah, those are the kinds of the calls I get.
I could hear her on speakerphone. She's just like, it's getting hot. And I'm worried my battery's going. It's not good.
Imagine her phone was so old and then one of those weird like makes that it actually did cause a fire because she left her flashlight on her phone.
Like a strange hoverboard hanging out on your nightstand.
Exactly.
And my grandfather fell asleep one time with the sink running and flooded their entire house.
Right, so it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
They make me crazy. Oh, they're nuts.
How's Raven been behaving as a husband this week?
Oh, he's been good. I mean, there's nothing amazing going on. So still dealing with our puppy's busted leg, poor thing.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? The puppy needs surgery?
Oh, yeah, he needs surgery, so I just have to carry him around for the entire spring and summer. So much fun.
Right now, we're figuring out how do we get the appointment in time. Like, there's a big wait, apparently. It's this whole thing about elective versus mandatory surgery. And when it comes to animals during COVID times, like, they consider that pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
So, a knee for a person, obviously, you need your knee to get around. Dogs, they're like, well, we'll see you in a couple months.
Yeah, pretty much.
That stinks.
Yeah. So it's stressful.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven as a husband this week?
I mean, I can't like give him an A. He really or an F. Like we literally, I don't even know that we even interacted this week. To tell you the truth, everything's been so busy. So I'm going to give him a B.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a solid B.
Yeah.
Right. If I didn't see you, the fact that I didn't say anything to truly aggravate you seems pretty good.
Right.
I think if we learned anything this morning, it's Raven, you should just hide from Alicia throughout the week and it just makes you a better husband.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you get in line to do the drive-through takeout, go through the drive-through at a fast food place.
Okay.
But you're ordering for more than 17 people. That's all I need to know about you. This is such a pet peeve, and this is actually why I was a couple minutes late this morning. Every morning, I go through the same coffee drive-thru. Every morning, I am in and out in 90 seconds. It is no problem. Coffee in one hand, out the door, right on to work. Today, that car in front of me, it must have, it filled me down for 7 minutes. 7 minutes.
Oh,
they had
gosh.
Bags and bags and bags. I go, I don't even know who's up this early. That's all I need to know about you. Go inside.
Well, the only problem, can you go inside that one? Because some of them, you can't go inside.
Yeah,
so that's
kind of
the thing.
Yeah, get out of your car. Here's the rule. If you're getting for more than four people, you need to get out of your car and go inside.
I'm just saying, as long as you're allowed in the place.
Sure.
Like some places, you still can't even go in the dining room to order.
Yes, but if you can go in, go in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that if you go to Dairy Queen near my house, you can't get inside that place. Like, it just, the line is forever long. Always at this point. Was never this popular before in history. Maybe they actually caused the pandemic. Anything is possible. Mm. But their line is crazy long at this
point.
What
I hear coming out of your mouth is I order for 17 people when I go through the drive-thru.
Don't do that. No. Okay. I'm never that guy. Okay. If there's a group order going on, I'm never the guy that's going to volunteer that. I can promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave the dog outside all day or if you leave the dog in the car while you go grocery shopping, that's all I need to know about you. Temps are up. I'm going to say it now. Be smart, people. I don't understand why you take your animal with you if you're going to go do a big shopping trip. Leave the dog home.
No, you see, here's the problem with, I don't want to say with
Explain
you.
To me what the problem is. Is so, that what happens when the sun comes out,
so
it's 30
many,
degrees warmer in the car.
There's so many people that are judgy McJudgy when it comes to animals. Now, don't get me wrong. If it's a hot day, your animal doesn't belong in the car with the windows up.
But if it's 70, it's 90 or 100 in the car now.
Yeah,
how
but if you leave all the windows.
That?
Because like Lila, my dog freaks out sometimes if we go places without her. So like we have to take her with us because she's literally screaming
and crying.
So she
doesn't freak out when you leave her and you go in the grocery
she
store? Tell me you're not that person.
She loves to stay in the car. Now, I won't go anywhere if I'm more than 10 minutes. I have to run in or out.
Right.
Right. But like for the most part, she loves the car. She loves to stay in the car.
Listen,
she
if
really
you're
does.
Jumping in and out of a place for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, that's one thing. But if you're going to be going in a place and doing shopping for 45 minutes to an hour, that's something else entirely.
You know, there's so many people that are very quick to critique animal things. And I listen, we all have the animal's best interest at heart. Don't get me wrong.
I disagree.
You don't think so?
No, and you're not going to get me to change my mind. Sorry.
All right.
But I will call the police. So let me see your dog there, and I'll be the one standing there waiting to see how long you left that dog out there, and I'll be the one that calls.
I don't know. We have to agree to disagree. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you still have those reindeer antlers on your car in April, that's all I need to know about you.
It's true. It's true. I just imagine them flapping. Like, I can hear any noise of anything that is attached to my car or anything that's out of whack of my car. And I just imagine that all I'll be hearing is those ears, right?
When's the cutoff days for reindeer ears on your car, you think?
Oh, it's like a week after Christmas.
I agree.
Because those are easy.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text. You always hear the same thing. You got to save money. You got to save money. Yeah, and in theory, that's the plan. But when you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you save money? Scott Seymour is a president of Great Scott Financial Services. Scott, like, I don't want to say you're embarrassed, but it's like you don't have a lot of extra cash to be saving. How do you get ahead when you're in that situation?
It's tough. I'm not going to lie to you. For most people, paycheck to paycheck is how they roll. One of the first things that you can do, take a deep breath, and try to put together a budget, because if you don't have a budget, you don't have a plan.
Scott, I've been seeing now the prevalence really of these apps, right? Where they're taking, you know, a few cents here, or you can round up on this, or $5 here or $10 here. I mean, is that realistic? Like, people are actually doing some sort of investment that way, or is that just something that companies are roping in and they're like, yeah, we're going to make our money?
To your point, I think some of it's a money grab, but there are some useful tools out there that help you set up and stick to a budget. The basic concept, you got to start with your four walls first. You do your food, your utilities, your shelter, and your transportation. And that's probably going to make up about half of what's coming out of your pocket every day.
It's like you have to be real with yourself, Anna. You imagine? How do you lie to yourself about where your money's really going? You want
you
to. Because you want to be able to continue to spend it.
Yeah, so let's say you only can put aside, let's say, $100 a month. For me, what I've always done, which I believe is the wrong thing to do, is like you have a checkings account, you have a savings account. So I just take that $100 and you put it in the savings account. But is there a way that you can invest it and put it somewhere where it's actually going to grow more than that 1 cent every month that it gets?
Absolutely. In fact, before it even gets to your checking or savings account, have it taken out of your paycheck so you don't even see it. For many people, the best place to start is with an employer-sponsored retirement plan.
So that's like the 401ks, right?
401k, 403b, they've got a whole bunch of different monikers based if you're public or private sector, small company, big company.
What are the top investments, Scott, you think for the future right now for people that are just getting in?
Best way to start is with a low-cost index fund. And when I say index fund, it's a passive investment, which means there's not some person deciding what to buy and what to sell, that mimics an index. Great place to start.
And what do you do when you have kids? Like, I know for me, I have my daughters and I have some college stuff set up for them. But is there like one website you can go to or something that's like the place you should start when you want to start saving money for their school?
I would say that you got to pay yourself first, because you can borrow money to pay for college. You can't borrow money to pay for retirement. We all want to help our kids out, but what we also don't want to have the situation is we're living with our kids and still working when we'd really like to be retired.
All right, I've already accepted the fact that I'll probably be working till I'm 107 by the time I put them both through college. And that's just common knowledge, I feel like, at this point.
But if you don't want to be. Right.
You guys, you're on your own. Scott Seymour is the president of Great Scott Financial Services. Scott, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What's the most expensive mistake you ever made at work? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Call or text. Raven, workers at a manufacturing plant that developed the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they accidentally mixed up the vaccine ingredients, and it ruined 15 million doses of the vaccine.
Ouch.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad day. I had heard about it. I hadn't read the story, but so they mixed up the ingredients there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the ingredients have got to be pretty precise when you're talking about a vaccine and you're going to be injecting people with.
Yeah, it's a production facility in Baltimore, and it's called Emergent Biosolutions. So they accidentally mixed up Johnson & Johnson with the AstraZeneca AstraZeneca vaccine.
Oh, okay.
How much do you think it costs to throw away 15 million vaccines? Imagine the person in charge that made that mistake. Oops. Imagine going to your boss and be like, listen, I know the whole world's waiting on these, but there's right. something I got to tell you.
You know, I would imagine that the circumstances of it getting into the mix and it somehow being the wrong mixture is got to be pretty involved, right? Because I don't see like an old grandma over a huge pot stirring in ingredients. I would imagine that machines are handling most of that. So maybe somebody's cheeseburger fell into the vat or something. I mean, who knows? I told you not to put your lunch there. Don't put your lunch there. Yeah, it's got to be huge money, probably. I mean, I can't even guess.
Okay. I did the math on this.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, but
stay with
me. You know, math is definitely your strong suit. Yep. So, okay.
Quick side note, your iPhone doesn't go up to 1 billion, so I had to do all this online.
Okay.
Johnson & Johnson, according to online research, was paid $1 billion for 100 million doses.
Okay.
So that comes to $10 a dose.
Wow.
So if you throw away 15 million doses that they were ruined.
Right.
That means that this mistake caused by these manufacturer workers cost $150 million.
I am proud of you. You nailed it. You actually got all your math right.
I know.
Good job.
Look at me.
It was a good job. I was really surprised.
Yeah.
I was holding out and you slowed down there for a minute in the middle, so I didn't know if you were going to get there.
What was the most expensive mistake you ever made at work?
I got to say, I've been doing radio for a very long time. So it was when we first, I remember at an old station, we had H1 Humvees as our station vehicles. You know, you've always got the van or whatever that drives to the promos and stuff, and people see it on the road. And the H1s, it's not like, you know, they're plastic now. Like that thing weighs, I don't know, 4 or 5 tons. It's a military vehicle.
Yeah.
And it was a big one with the back on it and all that stuff. So we used to do this event, mud volleyball, and the mud would be 3 to 4 feet deep. Well, of course, when the volleyball games were over, what were we going to do? Oh, those that were left on the crew, we were going to party in our new Humvees and drive all through the mud. Problem is, one of them sunk about 4 feet.
Get out of here.
3 tow trucks, 2 winches. They actually finally had to call in a loader.
Come on.
Yeah, like a guy with like one of those things that's, you know, almost a bulldozer, but not a bulldozer. That's what they had to use to pull it out.
What did your PD say, your boss?
Well, luckily, I wasn't the one with the keys. I just happened to be part of the crew. There was a suspension involved, but that person did, they did retain their job.
All right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Luckily.
What was your most expensive mistake at work? 1-800-330-9999. That mess up at the Baltimore production facility where the workers accidentally ruined 15 million cases, million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine cost about $150 million. Imagine being the person that made that mistake.
Imagine walking in and telling your boss.
What was the most expensive mistake you made at work? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, we were remodeling a restaurant and we had gotten everything done in quick time, and I was just finishing off the last piece of board to paint, and I hit the ladder, and a gallon of paint spilled across the entire carpet of the entranceway and the first group of seating.
That's it. We're not opening on time.
Had to pull the carpet up and everything. What a nightmare.
Yeah, that's the worst, man.
And then you feel so dumb. You feel so dumb. You're like, are you serious? Oh, that had to
right.
happen?
Oh, my God.
Rookie move, right?
Yeah.
I've done that 1,000 times. How could I do that? Yeah.
I'm always amazed when I see, like, one of those home improvement shows, and, like, they're like, we put in the wrong floor.
Yeah.
Or we put in, and I'm like, in what world is that okay? They're like, well, we got to be done in 3 days, so I hope they like it. I'm
it
like,
happens.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, like, dumb mistakes are the worst mistakes because you know that they could have been avoided. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your most expensive mistake at work?
I used to work for a software company, and a week after our company invested in brand new computers, I accidentally spilled my soda all over the keyboard, and it even ran through like a little crevice on my desk, and it ended up dripping into the tower. It completely fried the whole thing. I ruined a $3,500 computer.
Yeah, well, no, that's why we can't have nice things. All right. We can't have nice things because you think that you can put your soda wherever you want.
You do that all the time, Raven.
I've never once done that in this building.
Well,
never once
I have, watched
have I
you,
done it near the board.
I have watched you spill cups and then scream and jump and grab
not
them.
Not near the board.
Close enough.
Over here.
Yeah, close
that's
enough.
Near, that's near something else.
He's pointing he's pointing 12 inches away. That's what he's doing.
Well, that's my computer over there. Okay, I can't be mad about that.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. What's your most expensive mistake at work?
So I used to deliver deli meats in a refrigerator truck, he being used to. Anyway, I don't know how I did it, but somewhere along the delivery, I shut off the actual refrigeration unit.
Oh,
in the
man.
Vehicle. So I didn't realize this until I got to my last stop. So I had to tell my boss. I don't remember when it went off, so I don't know how long the meats were in there without, you know, refrigeration. So they got freaked out by it, so they had to recall all of the meat.
Man, I would have rolled the dice. I'm not lying. I would have fired the AC back up right at that moment, drove around till it was cold. I would have rolled the dice.
Oh, yeah, but then it becomes a national news story. That's the next thing you know.
I need this paycheck, man. Okay. I need this paycheck.
National recall of ham.
Right.
After moron for being shuts off the refrigeration truck. I mean,
sometimes you got to shoot your shot. That's all I'm saying.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your most expensive mistake at work?
So I worked at an Apple store a few years ago, and I thought I had rung up the customer's order all correctly, but I realized later that I never hit confirm on the button for them to completely check out. So they just like walked out the door without actually paying, and it was two MacBook Pros and an iPhone. And so my boss had to call them and have them come back.
Wow. That's a bit. Well, at least you got to call them to come back. It's not right. Like they stole it.
At least
for real.
They didn't call they the did cops on back. You.
$150 million, that's how much the mistake cost at the Baltimore production facility where the workers accidentally ruined 15 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Somebody's going home with a pink slip.
What is the most expensive mistake you ever made at work? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, I work in the retail store, and these three boys came in one day to load their prepaid credit cards at $500 each, because that's our daily maximum. And I swear, when I looked at the bills, they didn't look fake, but they were all counterfeit bills. So $1,500 in counterfeit $100 bills went into my store.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Cops got involved in everything. Yeah, but they were good. Like, you would never know.
You know, we have fake money here that we use for videos. And if it wasn't for, like, the Chinese writing on them,
right,
like, in the
corner.
Right,
printed with red ink on it.
Yeah,
right.
You would never be able to tell.
Like, yeah, no, it's very
really close.
I've had those before, too, with a customer, but I could tell because it said for movie purposes only. But these boys, they knew what they were doing. They were slick about it.
Ann Raven, most expensive mistake you made at work.
Okay, so a while back, a really long time ago, I worked at a bakery. So one morning, I worked the early shift, so I had to make all the rolls and bagels and muffins and stuff. So this one morning, I decided, oh, let me make some blueberry muffins. I had never made them before. So I didn't know that you weren't supposed to put the blueberries in at the very beginning when you were making the batter. So the whole batter came out purple. Blueberries first. It was destroyed. It was so funny. I thought it was hilarious. My boss didn't think it was funny, though.
I would still eat it. I feel like you didn't. It's not like you put something bad in there.
I'm with you. I'm eating them,
yeah.
Purple or not. Barney muffins today. That's what we're doing.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your most expensive mistake at work?
Okay, so I work at a day camp, and I had to deliver a large grill from the campsite back to the main office. The problem was I didn't secure the grill properly in the back of the truck. So when I stopped at a red light, the grill rolled forward, smashed through the rear windshield, and covered me with glass.
Oh, good.
I got startled when this happened, took my foot off the brake, and then rear-ended the car in front of me. Too.
Oh, there was more. Oh, good. Good.
That's a good job.
Yeah.
That's a good job, buddy. That's
very expensive mistake.
Yeah.
I'm guessing,
and probably the end of your scheduling.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your most expensive mistake you've ever made at work?
I worked at a bakery once, and I was helping to make a $600 wedding cake. Day of the wedding, I lost my balance. And the cake ended up tipping over and smashing all over the floor.
Oh, that's terrible.
What do you do in that situation? I heard
you
that
leave.
No, I heard you bakeries have like backup cakes in case that happens. Is that true?
Yes and no. I mean, we didn't have the specific cake that they requested. We do have like kind of layers ready, so we were running a little late in fixing that. But honestly, I just remember crying for at least an hour, and I don't know much of what happened after that, but I know it was resolved.
Yeah, you passed off an imposter cake. Right. There's two types of brides. You got the one bride who doesn't even care, She doesn't remember the cake or whatever. You get the other bride that she is going to burn your business to the ground.
Mm.
It's the most fun.
I would never want that job of transferring the cake. That is for sure.
Oh, no. That is an owner's job right there.
Yeah. Most expensive mistake you made at work. Let us know on our Facebook page. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. If you're a nurse and you've been administering the vaccine, can you call us? 1-800-330-9999. We just have a quick question for you. Raven, I got my vaccine this past Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you people watch and you listen because, you know, you're surrounded by people. It's a different atmosphere. And I was listening to the person at the station next to me, and we're getting the Johnson & Johnson shot.
Okay.
And then they asked the nurse if they could have two. And my ears perked up, and I'm like, oh, what is she going to say? And the nurse just said, no, you only need one with this vaccine.
Sure.
And then the person persisted, and then they asked if they had any extras.
Right.
And she was like, well, no, we need them for all the other people. I can't just give you an extra vaccine because you're requesting it. And all I kept thinking about was, man, these poor nurses, they must hear the dumbest stuff all day long.
You know, it's funny, when I went in for my first shot, and I did ask some questions about, you know, whether or not, so I had to get a second booster, right? So she gave me an appointment, and I said, you know, could it be on this day? Do you have anything on that day? She said, no, that's why I didn't offer you that day. And I thought to myself, I mean, she was very assertive and short with it, and I thought to myself, she's answering dumb questions all day long. Exactly.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a nurse?
Yes, I am.
What's the dumbest thing you've been asked when administering a vaccine?
Well, they just want one. They say, can we cancel the second one? And I, of course, say no. No, you can't just have one unless you're getting the J&J, and this is not the J&J.
Okay.
Are you sure? I need the second one. Are you sure?
Like, well, if it covers you 50%, isn't that better than nothing? I've been hearing all of this on Facebook.
I know, but that's a rationalization, okay?
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a nurse?
I sure am.
Okay, so when you've administered the vaccine, what is the dumbest thing you've been asked?
I don't know if this is dumb, but the thing that I get the most is, can I drink after this?
Oh, that's a valid question. Can you drink after you get it?
24-hour wait.
Oh, really?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are just looking to go to a vaccine party right after.
Really?
Got my first shot. Let me in the bar. You guys still aren't doing the bar thing? Come on, let's all do the bar thing. Who else got a shot?
I felt very celebratory after. I'm not going to lie. I thought about it. I'm like, I would really like a margarita right now.
You see, throw one back. Yeah. Look at me.
No, because you don't know. Are you tired because you had a margarita? Are you feeling a little bit sluggish because of the drink, or is it the vaccine? No, I get it. I understand why you have to wait 24 hours. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a nurse?
Yes.
What is the dumbest thing you've been asked?
Oh, this guy the other day asked me if he could take the booster shot home so that he could administer it himself.
A fair question.
Is it?
Yeah, come on. If you do, like, you know, any injectables or anything like that, or you got diabetes, you know what it's like.
Right,
you can handle this.
You have to wait. Like, somebody has to monitor you, right?
I mean, you can tell time.
Oh.
It's your body, right?
Right.
I mean, you could maybe take that risk. We cut down on that second line. I don't think that's the dumbest question.
We definitely don't suggest giving yourself the booster, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you need a medical professional.
Well, right. I mean, I got to go back. Next Thursday. So, I mean, it would just be nice if I could do it in my living room.
The green room. That's what we've been calling it. It's the 15 minutes after you get your shot that they make you stick around so they can monitor you and make sure you're okay and don't have an immediate effects.
They want to make sure that you don't, like, spontaneously combust, explode, you know, pass out.
Yeah. What happened to you while you were waiting? 1-800-330-9999. It's so funny, Raven, because everybody's getting their vaccines in different places. So my girlfriend, Danielle, got hers at a movie theater. Hmm. So she had to sit in the movie theater after and wait her 15 minutes while they monitored her. We had one of our coworkers tell us that he went through a drive-thru, so they all had to sit in their cars and flash their headlights if they were having a reaction. But for us, we were in waiting rooms.
I went to a hospital, actually, for my shot. So they had, you know, a long hall, and you sat down and you very quickly got your vaccine. It was very nice, actually. The nurse who gave me the injection, big fan of the show.
Oh, nice.
I had the logoed mask on, and she was like, hey, that's my show. And so she gave me the shot. She was so good, I barely even felt it. But I walk out of there, straight into another room where, again, they have everybody gathered. And there's a lot of people in that room. I mean, there's space for everybody to be in there, but there's like 20, 30 people in there. And there is conversation flying left and right. It was like everybody was at a lunch party that they hadn't been to in forever, which, of course, is kind of close to true. I saw a couple. They're talking to basically everybody. probably in their 50s, maybe 60s, right? That a couple like, this is the most exciting thing they're going to be doing all month. But every time they would talk to somebody, they would pull down their mask to talk to them. And the nurse kept coming in and going, ma'am, please, please.
I had a sticker right next to my head that said the time that I wasn't allowed to leave by.
Right.
So I was like standing there and listening. And, you know, you people watch. So I had the opposite issue where I had an older couple across from me and they were trying to talk to each other. And the husband kept saying to the wife, I can't hear you. You're talking in a mask. And she would answer, psh, nobody's listening to our conversation. I felt like saying, no, I'm listening to your conversation.
Right. It's hard for me to ignore.
And then the lady to the left of me had a People magazine with her. I was like, who actually still has a magazine that they bring?
Where did they find that? The library? Right. Wait, the library's closed.
What did you witness in the vaccine waiting room? We call it the green room. They make you wait 15 minutes after you get your shot. And people are all over the place. My girlfriend was in a movie theater. One of my friends got it through a drive-through, so he had to sit in his car and flash lights if something terrible was happening.
The nurse that gave me the shot was a fan of the show. She ran out into the green room to let me know that my 15 minutes was up, pulled down her mask, grabbed me in a hug, and took a selfie of the two of us. So this is for my husband.
Yeah.
So, you know, some things were going on.
Crazy stuff goes down in the vaccine waiting room. What did you see happen? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yen on Raven.
It was actually on the way back. We had our vaccines were administered by the lovely firemen. And as I was on my way back trying to figure out which way to go, we had a banter. And he says, I asked him, I was like, oh, so you guys want us to go back here so you can make sure that we don't grow limbs or start glowing? He kind of chuckled and says to me, no, we're just waiting for the tracking devices to activate.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you witness in the waiting room?
So I was sitting there and then I overheard these two guys who were complete strangers arguing over politics. I don't even know how they got into it, but they were just full-blown having a political argument.
I feel like it's over, right? I mean, at this point, you know what? Even if it's not over in your life, you're in a public setting. There's a bunch of people in there. Not everybody is going to agree with you. You can assume that on anything, what you're going to have for breakfast or certainly politics too. Just keep your mouth shut.
I could understand, though, why that area would be a breeding ground, because you know everybody has opinion there, so you want to shout off yours.
But I'm confused, because they're all getting the shot, so I don't know.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you witness in the waiting room?
Yeah, so I was sitting there, and I look over to my left, and there's this guy, like, laying across a few chairs, and, like, he looked like he was in trouble or something, so I flagged down a nurse, and she ran over, and he was just taking a nap. Like, I don't know why you lay like that.
Right, they're monitoring you to make sure you're okay. And if you fall asleep on the chair, like, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to be like, oh, this guy's not okay.
It's probably a good place to stay conscious, at least for 15 minutes, right?
Was he okay?
Yeah, he was fine. Like, he, like, laughed it off. He was like, oh, yeah, like, I was embarrassed.
Producer John, he got his vaccine this past week, too. And he wrote a song about it, The Vaccine Waiting Room.
When I went and got my vaccine, and when it was complete, they told me to wait for 15 minutes. They told me to take a seat. So I sat down feeling nervous because I knew why. They wanted to keep their eyes on me and make sure I didn't die from some kind of seizure or an anaphylactic shock. And now I'm counting down the minutes, staring at the clock. And there's people all around me wondering if they're about to pass out. But at least now I can hug my grandma and not have any doubts.
Yeah! Woo! I like how he said anaphylactic shock.
Pulling on the heartstrings with grandma there.
Yep.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you decide who's right. Dave and Rose. Rose, what's going on?
This is crazy. So, you know, things are starting to happen again in the world. And my son plays Little League baseball, and the season's about to start up and stuff. And my husband, he wants to volunteer to be the ump.
What's wrong with that? Yeah, but what's wrong with that?
Right. I mean, always a group of dads will do that.
But it's for his son's Little League game, not somebody else's son, his own son. I just wish he would just be the dad in the, you know, cheering section, you know, cheering his son on. And why does he have to be involved in the game? Like,
do you feel like it's going to be controversial or something, Rose? I mean, I'm confused.
It's a strong possibility. Like, it's just, can't you just sit with me, cheer our son on, have fun and not be involved in our son's game. Mm. You know, it's
Dave, what's your side of this?
You know, I just don't understand why she's having such a visceral reaction to this. You know, it's he's getting ready to go start playing team sports. Dads do this all the time. It's not a big deal. I mean, I think she should be happy and proud that I'm there and that I want to take an interest in helping our kid out and helping our, you know, his friends out and everything else. I don't know. I told her, I said, just take a glass of wine and sit in the stands with all the rest of the moms and then just drink away the pain if that, you know, it bothers you so much.
I'm so confused.
Wow,
first
there's
of
a
all,
lot going on at their games.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, I kind of want to go to your games where you have everyone.
I don't think you're supposed to drink wine at the Little League game. I don't think that's a normal thing.
But why aren't you coaching, Dad? Why, like, why do you want to be an
well, I mean,
ump?
Somebody has to be the ump. What's wrong with being
don't
the
you
ump?
Have to be trained for that? Are you trained for that?
This is like a 30-minute online
video. I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious.
Ordaining.
I coach my daughter's soccer team. You know, well, I did up until this year.
Did you go to soccer training school?
Well, no, but I also had to fill out a background check and watch a video.
There's no like training course or anything. And, you know, I used to play baseball in high school and beginning part of college and stuff. So I'm familiar with the game. I'm familiar how it works. I don't have the time to, you know, run practices and everything else, but I can be there for the games, you know, so mm-hmm. if I can be there for the games anyway, why not just lend a hand and ump? It's not a big deal.
Here's the biggest question. Do you think you can fairly ump a game where your child is playing?
Oh, well, he's going to be an all-star easily.
Yeah. You listen, you know, we're not dealing with professional level sports here. These kids are like 5-6 years old. Like, I think I can, you know, take an objective opinion about the whole thing. It's not going to be a big deal.
I can't wait to throw something at him when he gets a bad call. I can't wait.
He is trying to make it seem like he's not competitive. He is a very competitive dad, to where if a child did something, he would totally go ballistic.
Well, why don't we see what our audience has to say? They may agree with you, Rose. Dave, maybe being the ump isn't the right thing to do, especially early on. Why don't you just sit in the stands with your wife and help support your son right now, and then maybe next year you can revisit it. But they may see Dave's side, too. He wants to be the ump. He used to play high school baseball, and like he loves it and wants to do it, and who cares? Get involved with the kid's sport. There's not enough parents that do.
Keeps him close to the game. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Dave and Rose's son, they're about to start Little League, so he's really excited. Dave wants to get involved. He doesn't have time to coach because he can't do all the practices, but he can ump the games. Rose, not on board.
Yeah, Dave says, I know the games. I played the game. I want to be involved some point. They always need helpers. This is the kind of time that I can allot. I'm going to be at the games. But she thinks maybe it's going to be controversial or something, that he's going to be in the middle of the fray. She'd rather just have him hanging out with her.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Definitely on the father's side, because I think it's great that he's getting involved in his son's, you know, activity. I don't think the wife should have a problem with that. I guess my question is, what does the kid think?
I think when they're like 6 or 7 or 8, I don't know if they even have an opinion. They're like, whatever, Dad.
You just don't listen, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to drive me there? Yes. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Dave and Rose's son is going to be playing Little League for the first time. Now, Dave doesn't have the time to volunteer to be coach, but he does have the volunteer just to be at the game, so he wants to be the ump.
He thinks it's a perfect time for him to go ahead and get involved, but Rose thinks that she'd rather have him sitting next to her on the stands. Just stay out of the game. Why are you going to ump your own son's games?
Right. Says he can't even be fair. She knows it. What do you think? Is she wrong for trying to stop him from volunteering? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
100% with the dad. I have an 8-year-old who's doing softball right now as well and kind of got stuck coaching. But I think having that involvement with the kids is important.
Yeah.
It's true.
Maybe she's the person that screams at the umpire usually.
I don't know. All I know is that I have coached my daughter's soccer team since she was 3 years old. And this year I told her that I couldn't do it anymore. And I thought she would be really upset. And she wasn't.
Right. She was just like, cool.
She's like, all right. And it really hurt my feelings.
Because maybe she was relieved.
I guess. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the father's side. This is a perfect opportunity for father and son to bond. Why does it matter?
Right. I mean, it is a good time for them to spend time together, except for when I call you out on three strikes.
Yeah.
Go sit down, boy.
When they're young, they still think it's cool when you get involved. It's when they turn into tweens like Hayden, my 12-year-old, that they don't want you to be involved anymore, and that hurts inside. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his. Right now, he's so little and young, the kid, there's going to come a time where life gets busy and he won't maybe be able to be the ump or whatever. The involvement is so huge at this point. Look, my dad's the ump and this, that, or whatever. And I agree it'd be nice for her to have him sitting on the sidelines, but being involved, like really deep into it as much as he could, it's obvious he doesn't have the time to coach now. And as life moves on and the kids get older, unfortunately, he may lose even time to ump.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rose, our audience agreed with Dave this morning. If he wants to do it, let him do it. We need more parents that get involved. He wants to be involved. Let him go for it.
Babe, if you do this, I do not want to be embarrassed. And who is sitting up there with wine? Please don't portray me like that.
It's a missed opportunity for you, sweetheart. You know, like I gave you the free go. I'm driving home. You know, I can't be drinking while I'm umping. So I say just take the free pass this time.
I think both of you are going to get a review of the rules once you actually sign that paper to be the ump.
Yep. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Michael and my son, Marshall.
Hey, Michael and Marshall, please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, guys.
All right. Raven is walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, $2,400. Let's go. Number one, it was recently revealed that Robert De Niro was originally cast to play Josh in the 1980s movie Big. Who ended up getting the part?
Tom Hanks.
Number 2, Paula Deen will join MasterChef Season 11 as one of the season's culinary legends. What state is she from? And that's also where she had her first iconic restaurant.
Georgia.
Number 3, nearly half of Americans think Dwayne The Rock Johnson should run for president. What somewhat offensive thing did The Rock call other wrestlers, but it was really first used by the Iron Sheik? Dictionary.com defines it as being foolish.
A jabroni.
Number 4, Disney privately revealed what looks to be an actual working lightsaber at their event-only event to announce the opening of the Avengers campus this June in Anaheim. At what Disney World theme park will you find Star Wars Galaxy Edge?
Hollywood Studios.
And number 5, tomorrow is National Siblings Day. How many Jonas Brothers are there, not just in the band, but in real life?
4.
Whoa! Whoa! Raven, come on! Michael and Marshall got all 5.
Wow. That's okay. Really good. I mean, the money could be yours.
Yeah. I'm feeling kind of excited.
Let's see how I do.
Number 1, it was recently revealed that Robert De Niro was originally cast to play Josh in the 1980s movie Big.
Oh.
Who did the part end up going to?
Went to Tom Hanks.
That's right.
He was amazing. Can you imagine?
Number 2, Paula Deen will join MasterChef Season 11 as one of the season's culinary legends. What state is she from and where she had her first iconic restaurant?
Paula Deen's from Georgia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, nearly half of Americans think Dwayne The Rock Johnson should run for president. What somewhat offensive thing did The Rock call other wrestlers, but it was really first used by the Iron Sheik, and Dictionary.com defines it as being foolish?
You're a jabroni.
Yes.
I love The Rock. I hope he runs.
Number 4, Disney privately revealed what looks to be an actual working lightsaber at their invite-only event to announce the opening of Avengers Campus. At what Disney World theme park will you find Star Wars Galaxy Edge?
That's Hollywood Studios. I'm getting tickets this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I didn't think
Oh, you didn't think I knew that one. Oh, no. I've got 7 maps open on my phone right now for Disney World and Universal, and I can show you all of them.
Number 5. Darn it. Tomorrow is National Siblings Day. How many Jonas Brothers are there, not just in the band, but in real life?
There's 4, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If I asked you what Kate Middleton's sister's name was, would you know that?
Peppa.
No.
Pippa.
It's Pippa.
Pippa, yeah.
No, Pippa.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Ah, God.
I'm sorry. What a game. Oh, what a game, man. I mean, snatched from the right from your hands. I'm
Marshall,
sorry.
Marshall, you should be so proud of your dad. He did so well. I'm going to give you an Ann on Raven t-shirt, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Oh.
Marshall, we tried to beat Raven.
And you came close. Please try again. You guys were awesome. Yeah. Hold on the line.
Oh, man, I would not have known that Star Wars answer 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
I would not have known that, but I'm going to Florida.
I really wanted to give them that money. All right, Monday morning, $2,500.